Twice a year, Renee Orr reviews dozens of applications from Austinites who believe their streets would be safer if there were a way to make drivers slow down. Orr is with Austin's transportation department.
We don't have enough money to build every eligible request, so we rank them against 12 criteria, and then we order them on by that ranking number, and we start funding at the top of the list till we run out of money.
This time, Orr ran out of money after approving 14 projects. Those that were approved have a large number of cars driving at least 5 miles over the speed limit, or a high number of speed-related crashes, or even accidents between cars and pedestrians or bikes. The approved projects are all over the city. One is in Southeast Austin at Viewpoint Drive. Ken Simmons lives there.
There's another neighborhood that's to the south of us that sometimes people from that neighborhood use my street to pass through getting out to the main road.
City records show that more than 2,500 cars travel Viewpoint Drive every day. Still, Orr says heavy traffic is not the main problem there.
We're very familiar with Viewpoint. It's a wide street, development on one side, there's no houses on the other, so people go really fast. We've documented that there have been a lot of crashes, so it's one we're working to help resolve.
One family who lives at the corner of Viewpoint has rebuilt their porch twice after cars crashed into it. As with all city traffic calming projects, Viewpoint will get a customized treatment. Engineers design an approach that fits the street's traffic patterns and the community's goals. Across the street from St. Edward's University campus, a traffic calming project is halfway done. A bulldozer removes the pavement where a new pedestrian island will go. More islands down the street are flanked by speed bumps. Renee Orr with the city's transportation department says they're supposed to slow traffic.
We try to make you less comfortable going a higher speed. So we do things like shorten your line of sight so you can't see all the way to the end of the street. And we narrow the travel lanes, and those make you less comfortable going a higher speed.
All 14 shovel-ready projects are being paid for with funds from the 2010 bond package. The application period for the projects funded with the money voters approved last November is now open. Joy Diaz, KUT News.